Hear your favorite NFL legends sharing their stories and insights every week right here on Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazeri. Take it away, guys.
When the door is locked, there's no way out.
And now back with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate is former tight end Boo Williams. Let me remind you a little bit about Boo's background. He is from Tallahassee, Florida. Played his college ball at the University of Arkansas. Was an undrafted free agent signed by the New Orleans Saints back in 2001, and he played in the NFL from 2001 to 2006 with the Saints and the Giants. Over the course of his career, he had 107 receptions for a little over 1,100 yards and 12 touchdowns. Spent a couple of seasons playing in the Arena League for the Kansas City Brigade, and we're excited he is back with us again tonight here on Thursday Night Tailgate. Hey, Boo, Chris and Bob, Happy New Year, my friend.
Welcome.
Thanks for coming back on the show.
Chris and Paul, how you doing, my man? Happy New Year to y'all, too.
Hey, Boo. So, Boo, it's been a minute since we got to have you as part of the show. Catch us up. What's been going on with you?
Oh, man, I've been doing a lot of things, man, since I talked to you guys last. I'm here now, staying currently in Panama City Beach, Florida. I've been in the medical cannabis industry for about 5-6 years now. I have a nice moving CBD product that's out on the market right now. We're in a bunch of stores and 4 pharmacies called Boo Berry. I'm here in Panama City as well doing the disaster relief efforts from the Hurricane Mike.
And Boo, to your point, you are sort of at the forefront of the cannabis industry. I mean, this something that has certainly caught on fire as, over the last year or so. And we've got several of our other friends, guys like Kyle Turley and our good friend Jeff Reed, also getting into the cannabis business. But you were way ahead of everybody else. What said to you, you know what, this is a product in an industry that needs to come about, and we need to be able to use this sort of thing to help particularly your peers dealing with all of the pain that you guys have to deal with post your NFL career?
Well, you know, it stems from my years playing, like I said, playing in the NFL. You know, we deal with so many different types of injuries, not just physically, but the mental aspect as well, especially with the concussions and such. So, you know, I felt that, you know, it was a need for, you know, athletes like myself, Ricky Williams, like you said, Kyle Turley, just to name a few, that we heavily get into this industry so we can take care of our bodies. Everyone knows that football is one of the most dangerous sports that's out there. And, you know, people really don't understand what your body goes through day in and day out. And so I just felt that, you know, I needed to develop products to put on the market to help, you know, not just athletes, but, you know, normal people with everyday life.
And Boo, we've talked in the past with you about your struggles after, you know, your career was over and things dealing with on the emotional side with depression and attempted suicide and those sorts of things. Talk about how, as you mentioned a moment ago, how cannabis can help on the emotional side, how it helps and what it does to help folks that are dealing with both emotional and physical stress and pain.
Well, as we speak right now, I'm medicating right now as we speak. So on the physical side, the cannabis helps with the pain relief. You know, it, our body naturally produces what, cannabis has in it, and that's the cannabinoid, and your body has a cannabinoid system. And so what we're doing is just putting more cannabinoids inside of our body so we can be center. And, cannabis has always been a medicine of past time, but it was just some obstacles that was in the way that was, you know, holding up the cannabis industry from being successful. And, you know, with this, old modern medicine coming back, it's really doing some great, great things, especially in the CBD industry. The CBD industry is now taking off because, you know, President Trump, you know, and the Congress has signed the hemp bill. So now we're able to manufacture, more natural products from the land. So now you get all the hemp farmers that's back in business. And now we can, you know, have this medicine to help us and not hurt us in the way that those pills from, you know, Vicodins to Percocets to, you know, the Toradol shot. So now we have this medicine at our disposal to where now we can take care of our own bodies and deal with all the pain that we've always been through.
Boo, I want to switch gears a little bit and get your thoughts on your New Orleans Saints. Anything short of a Super Bowl victory, does that make this season unsuccessful now since they've come so far? They've become a number one seed in the NFC. Anything short of a Super Bowl victory a disappointment?
Yes, it is. It really would because Drew's having a magnificent season right now. He's been struggling of late, but I still think that, you know, he's the head of the snake. So as long as, you know, Drew Brees is commanding the troops, they will be all right. But anything less than a Super Bowl win this year will be really unacceptable. And I know for a fact from the fans that, you know, that I talk to on a daily would definitely be will be disappointed. But, you know, as long as, you know, Drew Brees, like I said, has commanded the troops and Alvin Kamara is really involved in the game. Mark Ingram, he feeds off of Alvin Kamara. And then you got the defense with Cameron Jordan that, you know, leads the defensive line. And, you know, those guys are really, really, been playing on another level. And, you know, my opinion is I think those guys should have really played at least a quarter and a half, last game, because you don't want to go into an off week, you know, having a loss and guys been having not played in a couple weeks and losing that rhythm. So I think those guys really should have played last week, but, you know, needless to say, anything less than a Super Bowl victory this year will totally be unacceptable.
Bob, questions for Boo?
Yeah, it's great to speak with you again, Boo. We've had Mike McCarthy in the news up here, especially supposed to be talking to the Jets about their vacancy. And I'm not sure,
that's
Boo, too many people remember that he was your first coordinator, and he spent a lot of time in New Orleans before he really made a splash in the NFL. But to your rookie year, your relationship with him, and what kind of offensive mind this guy really is.
Well, Mike McCarthy, you know, I take my hats off to him. Mike McCarthy seen something in me that a lot of teams did, and it was a blessing for me to get inside that West Coast offense of his. Mike has a big, big, big brain, and he's a mastermind at designing plays and getting people in the right matchups. I think I was one of his first tight ends that he could really flex out and really do a lot of things with, and I think I was a little bit experiment for him to do a lot of things that he's doing now that I see him doing with a lot of his tight ends and receivers. And Mike is just an all around good guy. And at the same time, is he's going to hold everybody accountable. It doesn't matter if you're the star player or you're the water boy. He's going to hold everybody accountable. And I think, you know, him going to the Jets could really change that culture that they have. They really have a really strong defense with the Jets already. So with him bringing that offensive of mastermind that he has, I think he can really, really help the Jets change that organization around. But you got to give him a quarterback.
Yeah, for sure. And I think they have the guy, but we'll see. I want to talk to you also, Boo, about the entire New Orleans experience, living there, being the fan base down there. I was watching games the last few weeks, Boo. I don't know if a place can get any louder. You know, we always hear about Seattle, but when that place starts rocking, it's like few other I've ever seen. Talk about your entire existence down there, living there, and the fans and just the people in general of the area.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was a fun experience, man, because it's like everybody's like family. Everybody's like family when you go to the game, when you go out in public. You know, it kind of like people don't kind of treat you like celebrity. They treat you just like family. And that's just the way it is when you're playing down there. And that fan base has got to be one of the best fan bases in the league. And you hit it right on the head. It really is a loud place to play. And if that defense gets to rocking and they're up 14 points, 7 points, it's going to be hard for a team to get back into the game, especially with that crowd. You know, like I know, Seattle has one of the loudest stadiums that's in the league. But I think New Orleans, when they're on and they're winning, that stadium is one of the loudest stadiums you can ever play in. And not to mention the food. The food is awesome, man. When I came in the league, I was a scrawny 227 pounds, man. Me and Deuce McAllister was the same weight when I came in. And in a matter of 3 to 4 years, I got from 227 all the way up to 255, 260. So that food really put it on me. But it's a great place to play. Great place to play, man.
Boo, I got to ask you, I saw a video of your first touchdown in the NFL. It came against the Colts. And you actually scored twice in that game on passes from Aaron Brooks. But I got to ask you about the touchdown dance. Kind of remind me of Billy White Shoes Johnson. Where did that come from?
Hey, man, that's just a Florida dance. It's called the squirrel. And if you see Ray Lewis do a little bit similar to it. It's just a dance from Florida that was passed down, man, that we've all done in the state of Florida. And I've always said when I got to the NFL, that was going to be one of my signature dances because I used to love, you know, everybody in New Orleans know me and they know I love to dance. So that touchdown, that first one was it was kind of special to me because I was on the practice squad for the first 4.5-5 weeks, man. And me personally and a lot of people thought that I was the best tight end that we had, but I was on the practice squad. And I went to Coach Haslett and I asked him, I said, Coach, why am I on the practice squad? I'm better than any tight end that we have. And he turns to me and he says, son, you have money in front of you. And I said, money? What that mean? He said, son, when people getting paid a certain amount of dollars, they have to play. And that's when I knew that it was a business. And just so happened the tight end at the time was a starter was Cam Cleveland. And Cam was a guy of, he had a lot of great talent, a lot of great talent, but he didn't want to put it to work. He didn't like to, you know, practice, and he only liked to show up on game day, and that showed, you know, a lot through his career. But I knew that it was my time, and when I got called up from the practice squad, I knew that I had to take advantage of every opportunity that they gave me. And when they gave me that opportunity, I made sure that I took full advantage of it, and after that game, I scored 2 touchdowns. The next game, I scored again, and the rest is history. And they got rid of Cam Cleveland the next year and named me the starter. So, you know, it was definitely a game that changed my career. And not to mention, you know, Aaron Brooks was a good friend of mine and made sure that I was on top of my game, as you can say, to where I could take full advantage of my opportunity.
Boo, one more before we let you go. And your father wasn't around when you were growing up, and you've talked about your search for a father figure. And for our listeners on the Armed Forces Radio Network, talk about who Fitzgerald Hill was and what he meant to you in your life.
Oh, man. Fitzgerald Hill, he taught me a lot. He taught me a lot on how to really be a man. The things that I really admire Fitzgerald Hill for was, you know, he didn't just have players. He had sons, and he treated all of us just like we were his kids. And he held everyone accountable, and not to mention that, you know, we call him, which his name is Sergeant Fitzgerald Hill. So I got to get it right, Sergeant Fitzgerald Hill. And what he would do on the weekends, man, is he would take a lot of his players and take them to his house, and we would cut the yard, cut the grass, paint the stadium, wash clothes, wash dishes. He would do a lot of stuff like that with us because a lot of us come from homes where, you know, we didn't have fathers in the home or we didn't have a mother in the home. And, you know, certain people didn't get taught those things. And he made sure that, you know, when you was with him, he was going to make sure that you were not just an athlete, but he was going to make sure you was a well-rounded man. And I tell him all the time, man, I take my hats off to him. I call him Pops. And he's a father figure to a lot of athletes. And, you know, he right now he has a son that just signed with the University of Arkansas, Justice Hill. So, you know, I know Justice, when he gets there, he's going to have one of the best upbringings that any kid could get because, you know, with Fitzgerald Hill, he treated us just like his sons, just like we was him. So I know that his son's going to be on the same path as we was too.
Boo, before we let you go, remind our listeners, how can they stay up to date with all the things that you're doing, your business, whether it's online or it's on social media?
Okay, well, it's not too, listen, I tell everybody, I'm not too hard to find. I'm 24/7 like AAA. So you can find me under Boo Williams, or you can find me under my products. It's called Boo, B-O-O, Berry. BEARY. And you can find us on the blueberryproducts.com. And we're going to be coming out with a plethora of new products every couple months. So we're definitely trying to make some headway in this cannabis industry, man, so we can open up some doors and some opportunities, you know, for other athletes. Because, you know, I try to tell a lot of guys like this, if I would have known the things then that I know now, especially with this cannabis industry opening up like it is, I would have been invested into it when I was playing. Because you don't want to be that athlete that that's sitting on top of the mountain, and then you get one injury, and then the next year nobody picks you up, and next thing you know, you slide out of the league. And it's so easy to happen. Easy. It's real easy to happen. I've seen it so many times. I've seen it time and time again. So, you know, this is a industry that a lot of athletes can get into, because now you can take your health back into your own hands and make sure that you're, you know, developing products that suits your body and suits others. So, you know, I'm just happy to try to be in this position where I can try to open up some doors and try to give some other people some hope to do the same thing.
Boo, it's great stuff that you're doing, and it's great having you back as part of the show. Hopefully you'll come back much sooner next time, because we'd love to catch up with you again real soon. You're fantastic, and we appreciate your time tonight. And we, like I say, hopefully it's not that long before you're back with us again.
Oh no! You gotta have me back on the show, man. I'm definitely trying to get inside the dome and do some things inside the dome for the upcoming playoff, so I can definitely get some inside, you know, points on what's going on with the Saints as well. But you know, if people really want to, you know, see what we're going through down here in Panama City from the hurricane, all you gotta do is tune into my nonprofit Facebook page called Blueberry Cares. And that's spelled with a K, K-A-R-E-S. And you can log on and you can see everything, all from all the hurricane disaster, from, you know, the donations, from everything that's going on here, because mainstream media has seemed to forget about us. And it's really bad down here. I went through Katrina, and Katrina was bad, but this is worse than Katrina. So, you know, it's really glad to get on the air right now to let people know what's going on down here in Panama City, because, you know, we're not like big like Houston. We're not big like California with the fires. You know, we kind of got looked over, and it's really, really bad here. And we're still doing donations. We're still giving out supplies. There's people still here that don't have power. I mean, not to mention that, you know, a lot of homeowners are not renewing tenants' leases. And so these people are moving out, and now they're jacking up the rent $400 or $500 more. So now they're price gouging everyone. So now you got a whole bunch of people that's here on the street. I mean, it's about 15,000 to 20,000 homeless kids here. Like, that's a real statistic. They don't know that, but it's a lot of homeless people here that have been put out of their homes from the hurricane that are now on the street. So we really trying to get as much media attention on this as possible. I've been doing documentaries. Like I said, people can go to my Blueberry Cares Facebook page and see all the documentaries we've been doing. You can always go and donate either monetary or anything with, you know, supplies. So we're just trying to get all the help we can here, man, because it's really, really, really bad.
Well, God bless you, Boo, for what you're doing. And we definitely want to stay in touch so that you can update us on how things are progressing there. And, you know, obviously keeping in touch with what's going on with the Saints. You're fantastic, and hopefully we'll catch up with you again here in the next couple of weeks.
Well,
no doubt, brother. Thanks for having me on, man. Anytime. I told y'all, I'm 24/7 like AAA. I ain't hard to find.
All right.
Thank you, Boo. Take care. All the best to you and your family.
Take care, buddy.
All right, brother.
See you, Boo. That is former Saints tight end Boo Williams. And I tell you what, Bob, that last point is something that hopefully we get the opportunity to catch up with Boo on soon. It's heartbreaking to know that we've got that kind of situation still going on down there in Panama City. Had no idea it was still that bad. And if Boo is having an impact and we can have an impact, well, we certainly want to do that.
Yeah, and kudos for him for bringing attention to it, Chris. And again, these are the things that should be in the forefront of the news. And just like our spotlight,
yep,
we can't give that enough ink. So let's keep doing that.
Absolutely. All right, Bob and I will come back on the other side of this quick station break and do our Thursday night tailgate spotlight on the positive. Here are two more great stories about guys out there having a positive impact on their community. We'll be right back with you.